The horror of the Holocaust completely changed our view of fascism as something uniquely evil and ineluctably bound up with extreme nationalism, paranoia, and genocidal racism. After the war, the American progressives who had praised Mussolini and even looked sympathetically at Hitler in the 1920s and 1930s had to distance themselves from the horrors of Nazism. Accordingly, leftist intellectuals redefined fascism as right-wing and projected their own sins onto conservatives, even as they continued to borrow heavily from fascist and pre-fascist thought. Much of this alternative history is quite easy to find if you have eyes to see it. The problem is that the liberal progressive narrative on which most of us were raised tends to shunt these incongruous and inconvenient facts aside and to explain away as marginal what is actually central. For starters, it is simply a fact that in the 1920s, fascism and fascistic ideas were very popular on the American left. That fascism stunk in the nostrils of the new masses, John Patrick Diggins writes of the legendary Hard Left Journal, may have been true after 1930. For the radicals of the 20s, the whiff from Italy carried no foul ideological odor. There was a reason for this. In many respects, the founding fathers of modern liberalism, the men and women who laid the intellectual groundwork of the New Deal and the welfare state, thought that fascism sounded like a pretty good idea. Or to be fair, many simply thought, in the spirit of Deweyan pragmatism, that it sounded like a worthwhile experiment. Moreover, while the odor of Italian fascism eventually grew rancid in the nostrils of both the American left and the American right, considerably later than 1930, by the way, the reasons for the revulsion did not, for the most part, stem from profound ideological differences. Rather, the American left essentially picked a different team, the Red Team, and as such swore fealty to communist talking points about fascism. As for the non-communist liberal left, while the word fascism grew in disrepute, many fascistic ideas and impulses endured. It was around this time that Stalin stumbled on a brilliant tactic of simply labeling all inconvenient ideas and movements fascistic. Socialists and progressive aligned with Moscow were called socialists or progressives, while socialists disloyal or opposed to Moscow were called fascists. Stalin's theory of social fascism rendered even Franklin Roosevelt a fascist, according to loyal communists everywhere. And let us recall that Leon Trotsky was marked for death for allegedly plotting a fascist coup.